Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Wednesday, July 13th. The Bank of Canada issued a larger-than-expected 100 basis points increase to its benchmark interest rate today. It's the biggest rate hike by the central bank since August 1998 in an aggressive move to try and cool inflation. The Bank of Canada is projecting inflation will peak around 8% sometime over the next few months before starting to ease later this year. Meanwhile, Gray Bruce's real estate market slumped in June, with home sales and average prices falling. The Realtors Association of Gray Bruce Owen Sound says 232 homes sold last month, more than 40% lower than the same month last year. Average home prices in the region were just over $686,000, a drop of more than 9.2% from 2 months ago. The HMCS Oriole tall ship is in the Owen Sound Harbor. It's a sail training vessel of the Royal Canadian Navy, and it's currently on a Great Lakes deployment. Sub-Lieutenant Scott Ferris.
It really does give, you know, the naval personnel aboard a really good platform to learn on. On no other ship do you get to experience, you know, the wind, the waves, the weather, tides, currents.
The crew is offering free deck tours tomorrow from 10 in the morning until 4 in the afternoon. You can find the Oriole on the east side of the harbor in front of Mudtown Station. After tomorrow, it heads to Collingwood. You can also hear from Sub-Lieutenant Scott Ferris on the open line tomorrow after the 9 o'clock news on AM 560 CFOS. Gray Bruce OPP are investigating an incident where a police sign was defaced with spray paint. OPP say they were made aware today of a stunt driving sign on Highway 10 in Gray Highlands that had been painted over. Police say the incident is believed to have occurred sometime either last night or early this morning. Anyone with information is asked to contact OPP. Ontario residents aged 18 and over are now eligible for a second COVID-19 booster shot. A release from the provincial government says those eligible can start booking their shot as of tomorrow at 8 in the morning. The shots are being offered at an interval of 5 months after a first booster dose. Blue Mountain Resort is putting out a call for artist submissions as part of an installation that aims to elevate Indigenous voices. Resort PR manager Tara Lovell says the selected artist or artist group will be given $5,000 and commission for the work.
So at Blue, we took a look at the areas that we support. We have lots of interest for our employees that direct where our donations and our charitable giving goes.
The resort has set aside a large open area at the top of the mountain where the work will be visible year-round. All submissions will be reviewed by a panel, including people from Blue Mountain leadership and employees, residents, and people from the Indigenous community. Submissions are due by July 21st. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is down 63 points to 18,615. The Dow Jones is down 208 points. Our dollar is trading at 77.05 U.S. cents, up 26 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $96.15, up 31 cents a barrel. In sports, the Toronto Blue Jays have fired manager Charlie Montoyo. The team has announced bench coach John Schneider will serve as interim manager for the remainder of the 2022 season. The Blue Jays remain in the thick of the wild card race and currently hold the third and final spot in the American League, but have fallen to fourth in their division with a 3-9 start to July. Tonight, Ross Stripling gets the ball as the Jays go for a two-game mini-sweep of the Philadelphia Phillies. In local ball, the Owen Sound Bay Sox host the Creemore Padres in the North Dufferin League action at Tom Williams Park tonight. Gray Bruce Ladies Fastball League action tonight. The Allenford Gators take on the Port Elgin Devils, and Nawash faces Tara. The National Hockey League's free agency period is open, and there have been several noteworthy signings already. Former Maple Leafs goaltender Jack Campbell is heading to the Edmonton Oilers, while Claude Giroux has agreed to join the Ottawa Senators. And in Major League Soccer tonight, Toronto FC takes on Chicago at 8 o'clock. You can find more sports posted on the RE/MAX Gray Bruce Realty Sports page at BayshoreBroadcasting.ca.